time. We were falling in love under Tennessee sky. Just two nights, one song to spark a flame. Never felt so alive when you called my name. Really reeled me in. I feel the magic of your words dance upon my skin. When you call my name, you call my name, I feel your love running through my veins. Never felt
was Call My Name by Mandy McMillan, a country singer-songwriter who moved from Stony Plain, Alberta to Nashville after winning a country music television contest. She's opened for Trisha Yearwood and Blake Shelton, appeared on stage with Kenny Chesney, and has recently released her single, Dreamcatcher. I spoke with Mandy over Skype. Mandy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
It's actually kind of funny because I didn't at all. My family, my dad's a coal miner. My mom is a secretary. And my sisters grew up to be dental assistants. So it's kind of funny. I'm just kind of this artistic soul kind of plumped in my family. So, yeah.
When did you first discover your gift?
Yeah, well, my mom always loved to tell a story of how when I was little, I could actually hum before I could talk. I loved music so much, and so I'd, sing along to the radio and hum along. But yeah, so that's kind of where I got my start and where they realized the gift for my love for music.
Can you remember what the very first record or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I remember on my 7th birthday, my best friend getting me a Hanson tape, or Hanson, the Hanson Brothers tape.
Both work.
Yeah, I remember that, but I remember one of my loves was growing up buying the Country Heat albums. So I always remember those.
You made the big move to Nashville to pursue your music just over a decade ago. How did that come about for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been doing music and performing ever since I was little. When I was 18, I stumbled upon a singing competition for CMT Canada called Karaoke Star. And so I went into Edmonton and auditioned for it. I ended up winning, which took me to Toronto to record the finale. And through that and meeting some people within CMT, it really opened my eyes to seeing Nashville and knowing that that could be a big jump for me to surround myself with music. So yeah, so about 10 years ago, I, packed up my bags, I worked hard, got my work visa, and headed down to Nashville just to learn, to grow, to write, to record. So
How do you feel that environment has influenced the music that you make?
yeah, I definitely know 100% that going to Nashville just help to make me a better writer, better performer. You just have to up your game because there's so much music there. So I learned a lot from the people that I, was writing with and worked with in the studio. It definitely influenced my writing to be a little bit more, professional and how to navigate writing a song for radio. But I've always kind of held true to my authentic of wanting to write songs that kind of come from, my soul or and write something meaningful.
Do you approach your songwriting that way with lyrics kind of inspiring your music, or are you more likely to start with the hook or riff?
Yeah, my way for writing is I usually love to just sit down with my guitar, and unless I have a hook that's standing out in my mind, I just start playing chords and strumming and seeing what stands out. And then to me, all of a sudden, the words just kind of flow to fit the music. And so that generally tends to be the way that I write, unless there's something where with my song Dreamcatcher, I had the idea to write that title, but. Otherwise we just kind of sit down with guitar and or piano and start to write the melody, the music.
When it comes to your lyrics, are you more likely to draw from aspects of your own life, or do you feel like you're more of a storyteller?
Yeah, I definitely love to pull from, experiences in my own life or people around me. Ever since I was young and starting to write songs, it would be funny because I would just see something going on, even in, a friend's life or a friend's family's life. And I really started off just by writing other people's stories or like little instances or something that I would catch on to, and that would become, a song.
You released your debut self-titled EP in 2014 and have just released a new single, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes. But how do you feel your sound has evolved with your more recent music?
Yeah, I wrote and recorded and released my first album back in 2014, which I still love that project to this day. It's funny because I'll still pop in that CD and listen to it, and I'm just so grateful because I had a huge hand in everything. I wrote all the songs, co-writing, some of them, but in the studio I got to co-produce. I was in there every day with my producer Simon, listening and tweaking guitar sounds and all that stuff. So it's fun to see to this day, like where I still am in love with that project. But my sound has definitely evolved more, where it's a little bit more, I would say maybe has a little bit more of the pop alternative influence to it. And I think I'm just a little bit more authentic in what I'm writing now.
You've just released your new single, Dreamcatcher, which is the title track from your forthcoming album. What can you tell me about that song?
Yeah, well, Dreamcatcher, I am just so happy with. And about 2 years ago, I had a little bit of an aha moment or download where I needed to write a song called Dreamcatcher. I have been making Dreamcatchers ever since I was little. And I made a bunch to sell at a festival that I was performing at. And as I was hanging them up, I just had this realization that it was like dream catcher. Like, this is me. I'm going out and I'm catching my dream. And so I was like, I need to write this song. And I took it to one of my best friends, Andrew Beeson. I knew he was the perfect person to write it with. And, you know, that with the music aspect, we had the idea Dreamcatcher, and he just started kind of playing on his guitar and playing around with stuff. And I was like, oh, that's it. Like, that's absolutely perfect. It sounds inspirational. And so we wrote the song, and this song has just become, it's not just a song to me. Like, it's become my authentic and genuine brand of who I am as a soul. So it's, you know, it shapes and defines me going out and catching my dream, but it's also been such a blessing to be able to inspire those around me to catch theirs as well.
The heart is full of wishes. Yeah, cleaning up the dishes at some part-time job. Till she at the top. 'Cause in her head she's hoping, and in her heart she knows that it won't be long. She won't give up on everything her soul desires. One day she'll set the world on fire. Won't let the chances roll on by. No, she's not the kind. Everything comes back in the right time, 'cause she truly believes within her reaches. Everything her soul desires. One day she'll set the world on fire. Won't let the chances roll on by. No, she's not the kind. Got her eyes set on the goal. Taking names, chasing gold. Yeah, can slow her down from a really. Wake up one day, look back and not regret it, 'cause she gave her all. Been at the bottom, now she stands tall. And like a feather floating on the breeze, she got a tattoo, the one that says believe. Won't go down without a fight. She took those night dreams and turned them into daylight. 'Cause everything her soul desires. One day she'll set the world on fire. Won't let the chances roll on by. No, she's not the kind. Everything